Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
James Whitaker is on 98.9 The Buzz. He's been our bud for a couple of years now, and we don't know why.
Nope. And we're not letting him go. We're holding on very, very tight.
We're winning the day with him. James, thanks for joining us again this morning.
I love it. Always here to help.
Okay, so Terry reached out to us. She wasn't able to come on the air, but she left us a message. Mm-hmm. Our adult son moved back home to save money while he's working, but it feels like he's regressed back to being a teenager. He doesn't help around the house, leaves dishes in the sink, and just kind of expects everything to run like it did when he was a kid. We don't want constant tension, but we also don't want to feel like we're being taken advantage of. How do we reset the expectations, establish some clear, quote, adult rules without turning it into a big argument or power struggle?
Wow. Whoa.
That's such a good one that I know so many people can relate to.
Sure.
Yeah, and this was from Terry, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Terry, I feel like this needs to be a reality TV show.
Right?
This would be fun. Like, we could get some views for this.
I know.
All right, here is what I would suggest. This is very interesting. If you have an adult son who is exhibiting this behavior, the very first thing I would do before anything else is listen, and listen with more than your ears. I would listen with your eyes. I would listen with your body language. I would listen in every possible way to how this person is feeling about their life. Maybe they've had some challenges going on behind the scenes that they're embarrassed to share. There could be any number of things happening. So listen, find out what mental state they're in. They're not going to tell you, hey, my mental health is a 7 out of 10 or a 4 out of 10. They're not going to say that.
Right.
Your job is to create the environment and come up with the right questions that enables them to feel comfortable opening up in just enough of a way that you're able to find out exactly what they're going through to see if there's anything else there. I think that's a very, very clear step for number one, because mental health is such a big, big thing.
Yeah.
Number two is slow down. Go and find some, you know, I would be frustrated in that situation as well. I get frustrated when my 3-year-old son doesn't put his plate in the dishwasher.
Like, hey, tell me about it.
I feel like, you know, my wife travels a ton for work. I'm trying to get the house clean before she gets home, and I'm just following this tornado of
exactly
kids around the house.
Like, can you put that in the garbage? Put that in the garbage. It's right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I really empathize and relate to your concern, but find some common interest to really repair that relationship, because when it doesn't matter who it is, familiarity breeds contempt. When you're living in close quarters with each other, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get pissed off. So just find some time to go and slow down and find a bit of joy in the day. So it's another thing that I would do. And obviously you could see how that leads to the first thing that I mentioned about mental health. And then number three, this is a bit of a ninja move. I would be explaining and communicating your feelings once you've done those first two things. and say, we love having you back. It's so good seeing you around the house more and more. You mean more to us than anything else in the world. We're here to support you. When you're here, it feels like we're being a little bit taken advantage of because of these things that have happened. We'd love your help on the best way to go about fixing this. What do you suggest?
Ah, put it on him.
What are you doing?
Yeah, put it on him.
You're communicating your feelings, which is, you can't argue with that your feelings are not his, and you're asking him to be able to solve that problem. So if it's his solution, he's going to be much more empowered to make that change to solve that problem.
That's like ninja blackmail.
I know.
Oh, it's awesome.
So good.
Good title for a book, Scotty.
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. If you ever want to come on the air with us, or if you have a message or question for James after listening to his podcast, Win the Day, you can reach out to us directly, 818-2899 or sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. But in the meantime, follow James at James Witt, WHITT.
Win the Day with James Whitaker. Thanks, buddy. See you next time.
Love it. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Has anyone been through this? You let your adult kids move back in? This is going to be good, Scotty, because we just got a message from Stephanie.
Okay.
She just messaged me on Facebook. And anyone else want to join in on this, 818-2899. But she said her daughter asked not only to move back in temporarily, but she wants something else that I'm not sure how many parents would say yes to.
Okay. All right.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we just had James Whitaker on the air with us, and he's the host of the Win the Day podcast. He's absolutely amazing and wonderful. And today we were talking about, and that's going to be its own podcast, by the way, if you want to check it out, if you missed it. But today we were talking about how to set those boundaries when you have your adult kids moving back in with you. And Stephanie reached out to us and she said that she was listening and she goes, okay, so I'm listening to James talk about adult kids moving back in. What about my daughter just asked if she and her family, husband and three kids can move in while they save money and build their house?
Five more people. Ah. Wow.
Just get a three-bedroom house.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
And she's like, I don't know what to do.
You can't say no, though. Can you?
I don't know if you can.
You just can't. Yeah, man.
So, hold on. Okay, so if there's three bedrooms. So obviously she and her husband are in one. Okay.
Right.
Then, well, I guess all the kids will sleep in one bedroom. So they might have enough. I mean, they have enough room.
Okay. Yeah. So that's when, even if you're not like rules oriented, this is when you got to be like, okay, I'm usually loosey caboosey on rules, but like we got to figure something out. Right. So they're building their house. It'll be temporary. It's not like she's out of a job and her husband's out of a job. And
hold on. Now, it said, and I was trying to get a hold of her. I'm trying to get her to come on the air with us.
Yeah,
but it said, move in while they save money and build their house.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
I don't know if they're building their house now. It kind of feels like they have to save money first, then find a house to build. I don't know. Like, I don't know what time frame we're talking.
Well, if you're starting to build a house today, I mean, what's it take? 3 to 6 months?
Yeah, more closer to the 6 month mark.
Yeah, especially
so
over the winter.
So if they're saving and building, let's say this could be close to a year.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
So what do you do? What if Scotty shows up and he doesn't have kids, but let's pretend he's married with kids.
Yeah.
Shows up on your front stoop. Dad.
Of course I'd let him in. I'd figure it out. We just got to figure it out.
So without a doubt, answer is yes.
You can't say no. Can you? I mean, it depends on, obviously, the relationship with your parents, but, like, you can't say no. But you got to let them know, like, hey, you know, this is going to be a haul for all of us. You know, not just you guys, but it's going to be a haul for us, too. Because it's going to interrupt our flow, our, you know, whatever our normal is will now be your normal, and our normals have to be able to coincide, and we got to figure it all out.
It was so funny yesterday. We have, okay, this sunroom project, I wish I never started it. Now there's a leak in the room. Okay, which is awesome. So I'm like at my wit's end. I'm like, I don't know what we stirred up, what ghosts, what something, what we caused here. And my husband's like, okay, let's forget it. Let's just sell the house. And I'm like, okay,
we'll sell
the house. Where are we going to go? Right. Oh, we'll move in with your parents. Now, he said this just as a flippant, funny remark, but I am like, deal.
I would
totally move back in with my parents in a heartbeat. They're getting older. I got to look after them.
You mean like forever?
On board.
Like forever?
Oh, I totally would.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That would be the best.
I don't know if I would, because I would feel like I'm imposing a bit, even though it's my childhood home and I grew up there. But, you know, I've got kids running around. I've got an in and out time of very strange hours.
Now, hold on. That's funny that you would say, as the parent, you would have to say yes no matter what.
Right.
You have no real choice, even though it's positioned as a question.
Yeah.
But flip it around, you wouldn't do that as the adult kid moving back in?
Not if I didn't have to. Like, you guys, you don't have to.
Okay, that was a funny hypothetical in my eyes. But, like, let's go back to Stephanie's situation. Her daughter, pretty much, it sounds like she has to because she needs money to save money.
I would be grateful, gracious, and, like, bend over backwards to make it as seamless as possible and as less impact as possible, the least amount of impact, if I moved in with Jill and Ellie, for instance.
Anybody dealing with this right now,
man,
if you could give Stephanie advice, would be awesome. 818-2899. Or we have the free Odyssey app, too. You can leave us a message.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's Fizzano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.